Smoke testing and performance testing answer opposite questions. A smoke test is a fast, shallow check that a new build isn't broken. It runs the critical paths like login and checkout and confirms they work at all. A performance test measures how the system behaves under realistic load, its speed, its stability, and its ability to scale. Confusingly, smoke test also has a second meaning in the load testing world, where it's a tiny warm-up run at a handful of virtual users that proves your test script works before the full run. Mixing up those two meanings is where most teams go wrong. The right order comes down to cost. A smoke test is cheap enough to run on every build, so it goes first and keeps broken builds out of the pipeline. A performance test is heavier, so you spend it only on builds that survive. A quick smoke check is enough to gate a build or protect a low-traffic internal tool. It's never enough to tell you whether the system holds up under real traffic, and getting that wrong is expensive. One industry survey found a single hour of downtime now costs more than $300,000 for over 90% of mid-size and large enterprises. So run a smoke test on every build, run a full performance test before releases and known traffic events, and when the user experience matters, measure it in a real browser instead of just timing server responses.